Message number 42. Christ, the eternal King, coming to possess the earth and the finishing of the mystery of God. Roman numeral number 1. Revelation 11:15 through 18 and 12:10 indicate that we may experience and enjoy Christ as the eternal King. Revelation 11:15 through 18. And the seventh angel trumpeted, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever." And the 24 elders who sit before God on their throne fell on their faces and worshipped God, saying, "We thank you, Lord God the Almighty, he who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have reigned. And the nations became angry, and your wrath came, and the time came for the dead to be judged, and the time to give the reward to your slaves, the prophets, and to the saints, and to those who fear your name, to the small and to the great, and to destroy those who destroy the earth." 12:10. Now has come the salvation, and the power, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of Christ, for the accuser of our brothers has been cast down, who accuses them before our God day and night. A. The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. 1. And the sounding of the seventh trumpet, not only will the great tribulation end, but also the age will close. The mystery of God will be finished, and another age, the age of the kingdom, the millennium, will begin. 2. The kingdom of the world becomes the kingdom of Christ at his coming back, after he executes his judgment upon the nations. 3. Here, the Lord's reigning forever and ever is the Lord's reigning in the millennial kingdom and in the new heaven and new earth for eternity. B. You, O Jehovah, abide forever. Your throne is from generation to generation. Lamentations 5:19. 1. God's eternal being and his throne are higher than his loving kindness, compassions, and faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23. It is Jehovah's loving kindness that we are not consumed, for his compassions do not fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. 2. God's loving kindness and compassions can fluctuate, but God's person and his government remain unchanging forever. 3. In the New Jerusalem, God will be fully unveiled in his person as the eternal King and in his government as his eternal, unshakable kingdom, both of which are the unshakable foundation of his dealing with his people.
Roman numeral 2. A. In this chapter, Christ is another strong angel like the one in 7:2. A3 and 18:1. B. John saw another angel coming down out of heaven. 1. Christ is now coming down out of heaven. 2. This vision is a hint that Christ is still on his way to the earth. C. Christ is clothed with the cloud. 1. He is not yet on the cloud, as in 14:14, in Matthew 24:30, 26:64. 2. To be on the cloud is to come openly, whereas to be clothed with the cloud is to come secretly. 3. Christ will be coming secretly, not openly, until he is seen by all the tribes of the earth, as mentioned in Revelations 1:7 and in Matthew 24:30. 4. Even at the time of Revelation 10, Christ's coming is still a secret. 5. He will be wrapped in the cloud until chapter 14, when he will sit on the cloud and his coming will be public. 6. By this we can see that the general teaching that Christ will come before the great tribulation is inaccurate. D. The rainbow was upon his head. 1. Here the rainbow indicates that Christ in his judgment upon the earth and in his coming to take possession of it will keep the covenant that God made with Noah concerning the earth. 2. He indicates also that Christ is the one who will execute judgment according to the God who sits on the throne with the rainbow around it. 3. The book of Revelation reveals that God will judge the earth and all the inhabitants. 4. The rainbow around his throne signifies that God is the covenanting God, the faithful God who keeps his covenant while executing his judgment upon the earth. 5. He will not judge mankind again with the flood, nor destroy all mankind, but will keep a part of mankind to be the nations of the new earth for his glory. E. His face was like the sun, and his feet like a pillars of fire. 1. Near the time of his coming to the people on the earth openly, Christ will be like the sun, not like the morning star, which appears before the darkest time, prior to dawn, for those who love him and wait for him. 2. Fire in verse 1 signifies the holiness of God, according to which Christ will execute his judgment upon the earth. F. He placed his right foot on sea and left on land. 1. Christ placing his feet on sea and on the land is his treading on them, and to tread on them is to take possession of them. 2. This indicates that Christ is coming down to take possession of the earth. 3. Only he is worthy to open the scroll of God's economy, and only he is qualified to possess the earth. 2. He cried out with a loud voice, just as a lion roars. 1. A lion's roaring is linked to a king's worth. 2. This indicates the Christ as the king of the earth is provoked to worth.
Roman numeral number 2. In Revelation 10, 1 through 7, we have a clear vision of Christ coming to take possession of the earth. Revelation 10:1, and I saw another strong angel coming down out of heaven, clothed with a cloud, and the rainbow was upon his head, and his face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little open scroll, and he placed his right foot on the sea, and the left on the land. And he cried out with a loud voice, just as a lion roars. And when he cried out, the seven thunders uttered their own voices. And when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write, and I heard a voice out of heaven saying, seal the things which the seven thunders spoke, and do not write them. And the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land lifted up his right hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things in it, and the earth and the things in it, and the sea and the things in it, that there shall be delay no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he is about to trumpet, then the mystery of God is finished, as he has announced the good news to his own slaves, the prophets. Revelation 4:3, and he who was sitting was like a jasper stone, and a sardius in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne like an emerald in appearance.
Roman numeral 3. The mystery of God is finished. Revelation 10:7b. A. In the dispensation from Adam to Moses, and from Moses to Christ, everything was unveiled, manifested, and there was no mystery. B. In the dispensation of the millennial kingdom, and in the new heaven and new earth, everything will be unveiled, and there will be no more mystery. C. in the dispensation from Christ to the millennial kingdom, the church age, the age of grace, everything is a mystery. 1. The incarnation of Christ as the beginning of the dispensation of mystery is a mystery. 1 Timothy 3:16. Great is the mystery of godliness. He who was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory. Small a, through the incarnation of Christ, the infinite God was brought into a finite man. Small b, the entire God, not God the Son only, was incarnated. Hence, Christ in incarnation is the entire God manifested in the flesh. 2. Christ is the mystery of God. Colossians 2:2, that their hearts may be comforted, they being knit together in love, and unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, and to the full knowledge of the mystery of God, Christ. Small a, God is a mystery, and Christ as the embodiment of God to express him is the mystery of God. Small b, as the mystery of God, Christ is the embodiment, definition, and explanation of God. All that God intends to do is related to Christ. Small c, in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, that is, the fullness of the triune God dwells in Christ in a bodily form. 3. The church is the mystery of Christ. Ephesians 3:4, by which in reading it you can perceive my understanding in the mystery of Christ. Small a, Christ is the mystery, and the church as the body of Christ to express him is the mystery of Christ. Small b, this mystery is God's economy, which is to dispense Christ as the embodiment of God into God's chosen people in order to produce a body to be the increase of God's embodiment in Christ, that God may have a corporate expression. Small c, Christ and the church as one spirit are the great mystery. 5:32, this mystery is great, but I speak with regard to Christ and the church. 4. The indwelling of Christ and the coming resurrection and transfiguration of the saints as the end of the dispensation of mystery are all mysteries. 5. At the trumpeting of the seventh trumpet, all these mysteries will be completed. Therefore, the mystery of God will be finished. Testimony. When I was saved at the age of 39, I realized that I had been living under the realm of Satan's kingdom. I used to live according to the mindset of Satan's realm, believing that comparing oneself to others, competing and playing mind games, were healthy behaviors for personal growth, that lying, evasion, and keeping others at a distance to avoid speaking one's true feelings were necessary to prevent conflict, and that individualism was simply the norm. However, what truly enlightened me that I had been living in Satan's realm and caused the change not only in my way of thinking, but also in my daily living, was when I began actually living together with brothers and sisters at Uozaki Meeting Hall. Through fellowship with brothers and sisters, Satan, the world, and self were exposed and cleansed. Furthermore, with the help of brothers and sisters, I came to enjoy God's word, learn to set my mind on my spirit, and experience the joy of spiritual growth. Luke 17:20-21, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, behold, here it is, or there. For behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you. I also once heard the rumors and thought outward salvation here and there, but I have come to realize that living with the brothers and sisters in the church is salvation itself. I have experienced that Christ the Savior dwells in the church as King, and that the Lord is the realm of God, the kingdom. Hallelujah.